With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. military officials are keeping an eye on the Strait of Hormuz as Iran says its waters are open. But President Trump says the blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect until a peace agreement with Iran is reached. In a teleconference with reporters, Admiral Brad Cooper, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports and vessels continues.
We are watching every Iranian ship in every port. Period. Full stop. That allows us to execute to the high degree that we've been able to do. We're able to sustain this as long as necessary.
Trump initially celebrated the Iranian announcement, but minutes later he issued another post saying the U.S. Navy's blockade would continue. There's a new Ford recall affecting F-150 pickup trucks.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and U.S. stocks raced toward another record. The Dow closed up at 868 points. The NASDAQ rose by 365. The S&P 500 advanced 84, oil dropping to nearly $85 a barrel. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say religion's very important in their lives compared to young women. This is the first time young men have surpassed young women on this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The poll finds 42% of young men value religion highly, up from 28% a few years ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed low at about 30%. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices drop back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and U.S. stocks race to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is open again for commercial tankers carrying the crude oil. The Dow leaped by as many as 1,100 points before paring its gain and ended with a jump of about 1.8%. While the NASDAQ composite climbed 1.5%. A freer flow of oil could take pressure off prices not only for gasoline, but for groceries and other products. The Dow finished up 868 points to 49,447. The NASDAQ today gaining 365 points, closing at 24,468. The S&P 500 added 84 to 7126. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.